Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1833. Can you lose fat and gain muscle at the same time? By Claire Chauveau with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. The topic of today's post is actually a question that I would get asked constantly, whether it was training clients, nutrition patients, or even one of my students. Everyone wants to know, how can I lose fat and build muscle at the same time? Is that even possible? So let's see if we can finally answer this question, get right to it, and start optimizing your life. Can you lose fat and gain muscle at the same time? By Claire Chauveau with idealnutrition.com.au. Losing fat while gaining muscle, or toning up, is a common goal. However, there are a few questions worth considering. Is it possible to do both at the same time? And if so, is it a worthwhile pursuit? Could you save time by focusing on simply one or the other at one time? The reason why this is a topic worth addressing is because muscle building and fat loss are actually two contradictory physical mechanisms. You may have heard of the two metabolic states, anabolism and catabolism. These basically refer to either your body using energy to grow, anabolism, or breaking down energy for fuel, catabolism. Muscle building is actually an opposite metabolic state when compared to fat loss. Muscle building is anabolic. Your body uses energy to build muscle. Fat loss is catabolic. Your body needs energy, therefore breaks down fat to provide energy for your bodily needs. Standard calorie recommendations for muscle growth are to enter a calorie surplus, whereas standard calorie recommendations for weight loss involve a calorie deficit. This is why the question exists: is it possible to gain muscle and lose fat simultaneously? What does the evidence say? Several studies demonstrate losing weight and gaining muscle simultaneously can be done, with greater results being achieved from novice athletes and individuals with greater body fat. One 4-week study investigated the effects of a 40% calorie deficit and high-protein diet, where folks were consuming 2.4 grams of protein per kilogram body weight, versus a lower-protein diet, where folks consumed 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram body weight, with overweight participants new to resistance training. The two groups underwent resistance training 6 times a week, and all meals were provided throughout the study. Individuals in the high-protein diet group gained an average of 1 kilogram of muscle mass, whereas the lower-protein group only maintained muscle mass, indicating the need for increasing protein intake to achieve muscle building and fat loss simultaneously. But what about lean individuals? A study investigated the effects of weight training exercise regimens on lean college volleyball female athletes. After 7 weeks of training 3 times a week, the athletes lost an average of 2.1 kilograms of fat mass and increased 2.7 kilograms of muscle. Participants met with a dietitian weekly, and their protein intake was an average of 1.7 grams per kilogram body weight per day. Another similar study compared the effects of 9 months of resistance training on the body composition of female tennis athletes. athletes were young, lean, new to weight training, and lost an average of 2% body fat, while gaining 1.8 kilograms of lean muscle mass. One factor contributing to these results could be the differences in training stimuli. The exercise regimens used in both studies involved squats, deadlifts, and bench pressing, which are different types of training when compared to, say, volleyball and tennis. The athletes were likely training more appropriately for muscle growth than the methods utilized prior to the study. Therefore, muscle gains were more easily achieved than what would be expected of an experienced weightlifter undergoing a similar study. A broader look at the research. A large review on this topic analyzed 57 studies comparing calorie deficits versus maintenance calorie diets in those performing resistance training. The study found energy deficits led to smaller muscle building and strength gains, however, some still gained, and a calorie deficit of 500 calories per day or more typically prevented muscle growth. Is bulking necessary, or can you build muscle well enough in a deficit? There are several factors influencing muscle growth during an energy deficit. Certain muscle-building hormones, such as insulin-like growth factor 1, are anabolic, and when in a calorie deficit, anabolic hormones may not function as efficiently. This may result in less muscle protein synthesis, which is not ideal for optimal muscle building. These hormones have a dose-dependent response to calorie reduction. Basically, the greater the calorie deficit, the greater the loss of function of the hormones and the harder it is to build muscle. There are several advantages a caloric surplus provides that a calorie deficit does not, such as an increase of anabolic muscle building hormones, meaning faster muscle growth, more energy to train heavier and increase progressive overload for optimal muscle gains, also increased glycogen stores to fuel high intensity workouts, increased mood and cognition, and improved sleep. So, although it is possible, it's far less efficient to build muscle in a deficit. To maximize muscle growth, it makes sense to spend some time in a surplus. How many calories should you eat to gain muscle and lose weight? If you want to pursue both muscle gain and fat loss at the same time, a small deficit makes sense. As calorie deficits up to 500 calories per day are more likely to result in both muscle gain and fat loss compared to larger deficits, you're looking at a deficit window of anywhere from 100 to 500 calories per day. It's important to note that as you lose or gain weight, calorie changes will need to be adjusted accordingly due to metabolic adaptation. Exact calorie requirements all come down to individual circumstances. Weight, activity level, how long you've been training for, and what your goals are all impact finding that sweet spot of consuming enough calories to maximize muscle growth, but also lose body fat. The leaner you are, the harder it is to gain muscle and lose weight. Leaner individuals also tend to lose more lean mass in calorie deficits, so they could benefit from sticking to a lower calorie deficit range, like in the range of 100 to 300 calories per day to optimize muscle growth, whereas those with greater body fat could take advantage of the upper range of recommendations in the 300 to 500 calories per day range. As muscle-building hormones respond to how large calorie deficits are, the smaller the calorie deficit, the more optimal these hormones will respond, allowing for greater muscle growth. Basically, a smaller calorie deficit is going to make it easier for your body to build muscle. However, it will take longer to lose body fat. So if your goals aren't restricted by time, it makes sense to utilize a smaller calorie deficit around the 100 to 300 calories per day range to maximize muscle growth. How much protein should you eat to gain muscle and lose weight? The most important nutritional factor determining muscle gain is a high protein diet. In a calorie deficit, a range of 2.3 to 3.1 grams of protein per kilogram body weight is optimal for muscle protein synthesis. The upper end should be utilized with larger calorie deficits to maximize muscle retention and increase fat loss. Again, protein requirements for muscle building vary for individuals according to their body weight and how long they've been training. Novice and leaner athletes may benefit from the upper end. Other variables. Diet aside, there are other factors influencing rates of muscle gain while in a calorie deficit. These can include sleep, exercise, hormones, age, gender, body fat, and resistance training experience. Older individuals have greater difficulty gaining muscle mass due to decreased muscle signaling pathways, and those born female, this may be due to hormonal factors. Individuals averaging less than the recommended 8 hours of sleep a night find it more difficult to lose body fat due to changes in hunger and stress hormones, as well as decreases in exercise performance. Experienced lifters also have slower rates of muscle growth and fat loss in comparison to their counterparts with less experience. In a nutshell, achieving weight loss and muscle gain simultaneously will be easier to achieve if you're young, new to weight training, have a higher body fat percentage, get adequate sleep, and were born male. The closer you are to your best potential physique, the harder it becomes to do both at the same time. Summary. It is possible to achieve muscle gain and fat loss at the same time, but there's a reason this is not common practice among bodybuilders and within the competitive sports world. It is certainly not the most efficient way of building muscle. However, if you're not looking to maximize muscle growth and would like to achieve these two goals simultaneously, it can be done in a lot of cases. You just listened to the post titled, Can You Lose Fat and Gain Muscle at the Same Time? By Claire Chauveau with idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So today's author is saying there's a chance. It is possible to gain muscle while losing body fat at the same time. To increase the chances of this actually happening, it seems that a bit of careful planning would be helpful. Now, I usually don't advise people to go into a calorie surplus too often, even if they want to build muscle. This is because it can be a bit too easy to overshoot those calorie goals and gain too much weight. So I appreciated what today's author, Claire, mentioned as far as a modest calorie deficit, between 100 and 500 calories per day, depending on your current body weight and body fat percentage. Now, that may sound like a lot of calories to have to cut back, but let's put it in perspective. We could easily cut over 100 calories by simply skipping a regular soda that we usually have with lunch, or having one scoop of ice cream for dessert instead of two, or having one cookie instead of two. See, cutting back by 100 to 500 calories a day isn't so bad, right? All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.